Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
44-16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, the governor's director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP. Morning, Colonel. How are you?
Good morning. It's a whole lot easier if you just say GOSEP.
Yeah, I know. I'd just like to give you all the credit. Let me get the text here if I can, Colonel, because I think this kind of goes to what people are feeling. One of them says, I've been stuck in traffic on GNO for an hour. The city's not doing enough to clear roads. They're only worried about clearing streets in a quarter. First of all, the city doesn't do the Crescent City Connection. That's DOTD. And we just got off the phone with Scott Boyle about that and the challenges he's facing with because of elevated roadways, black ice, and maybe 5 foot by 5 foot square patches that could cause an accident, that they're out there trying to beat up and break up with sledgehammers and propane torches. So over miles and miles and hundreds of miles of roadway. So it's not as easy as some people think it is. Talk about the recovery. I hate to say recovery effort, but I guess that's what it is after the record snowfall.
Absolutely. I mean, you start with a preparation and you go to response, and now you're really kind of in the recovery aspect of it. It is a challenge. I mean, when you look at, we had 8 to 10 inches of snow across all of our roads. I mean, it was just a blanket everywhere. And to show you how difficult it is, if you just look at the snow that's on the grass has not melted, yep, and the snow, most of the snow on the roads has, that's just a challenge in how cold it is.
I mentioned earlier, Colonel, there's a drip edge on my house where the snow was melting yesterday and there was a big puddle of water. Today, it's ice. And that's what people need to realize, that some things are beyond the government's control. Some things are beyond a response control where you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and physics is physics. And I said this yesterday. I went on a little mini rant where, you know, sometimes in this day and age, we tend to make our opinions to be facts because we want them to be. You can't argue with physics. Physics is what they are. Tell me what your big challenges are as you continue to fight the physics of Mother Nature.
Well, we saw the actual aspects yesterday. At about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, all the schools had the intention of opening. And then what we began to see shortly after that was the water systems. And we knew that there were going to be water systems. But when they're asking you to stop running your water because it's above freezing, and the reason why is it has severe consequences. We have so many boil water advisories that the schools just simply could not bring the kids in to have safe drinking water. If you go out to a coffee shop or a restaurant or a gas station today, there's a likelihood you will not be able to get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, because of the water situation. There's so many boil water advisories that are out there, and it's a result of the water system is taxed to the maximum extent right now. So that's why we want everyone just to please conserve water.
Is that the biggest issue right now, Colonel, conserving water around the different areas and traffic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To try to get back to the safe drinking water is the biggest issue. Now, there is some good news in that. What we were concerned with about the water systems, we knew starting yesterday we were going to have some water problems, but the real safety issue is when the fire departments don't have the capability to fight fires because there's breaks in the water line and the fire hydrants can't provide that. Now, thank goodness we have not seen that across the state. We've had a couple of parishes with issues and we're working on those, but the water is a main issue, and safe drinking water and the firefighting aspect. Again, that was a good piece of news, but now we just have to get to that safe drinking water level.
Colonel, a word about patience before we let you go, because I know everybody's getting tired. Everybody's getting cabin fever. I would remind people again, as you said, to look at the lawns. And when you look at the snow on the lawn, we're used to this being a one-off event where it snows and then the next day everything melts. It snowed, what, Tuesday, I think it was, when it snowed? It's Friday. There's still snow on the lawn. So a word about patience.
Absolutely. Today's the day, all right? Today's the day that takes us. We got a lot of success yesterday. When we can get our water systems back up to get that drinking water, get all the businesses operating, but today is the day. Please be patient for everyone out there, and please just show some compassion to your fellow citizens.
And do what the people in charge ask you to do, because they're not doing it for selfish reasons or to try to boss you around. They're just trying to do it for the common good of everyone. Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. You have a good time. Have a great weekend, and thank you for all your work. Jacques Thibodeau, director of the GOSEP, Governor's Office of Emergency Security and Emergency Preparedness. We're going to talk to Carlton Dufour Show on the other side of this to find out what's going on with the causeway. A quick note, guess what? You know the snowstorm that hit us? It's not finished yet. It's going to develop into a bomb cyclone known as Storm Owen, which will be the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane that could possibly hit Ireland, the worst storm in the UK and Ireland in years. So let's just be thankful for where we are. Traffic now, WWL.